It's 6:22. Today, 59-year-old Robin Lygus, a former painter and decorator from Shrewsbury, was found to be responsible for the deaths of Ludlow Antiques dealer Trevor Bradley and Higher Heath man Brian Coles in 1994. He's already serving a life sentence for killing 75-year-old Robert Young during a burglary. Robin Lygus's mum and dad still live in Monkmoor in Shrewsbury, and BBC Radio Shropshire's Dan Box asked his mum Phyllis about her memories of her son growing up.
He was fine.
What kind of a boy was he?
All right. Yeah. Good, yeah. Photograph of him on there when he was two. He's a lovely little lad.
Which one's the photograph of him?
There, through that hall. If you open that door, you'll see him on there.
Shall I get it down and bring it over?
Yeah, you can, as long as you can put it back.
I will do.
Probably wants dusting.
So tell me what we've got here.
It's Robin, yeah. I imagine he's about two or three, isn't he?
And he's got a big beaming smile.
Yeah, it was a lovely photograph of him, yeah. As he grew a bit older, he got into trouble, got in with other lads and that was it.
What kind of trouble?
Used to nick apples, yeah. Well, lads do that, don't they?
And do you remember when you first heard...
He must have got into trouble to go into prison, wasn't he?
How did you feel when you heard that he was going to prison?
Oh, I didn't want him to go to prison. I was upset. God, he's been in there for years. He's 58 now, 59. He's been in there since he was 18, off and on.
And did you see much of him when he was a grown man?
Used to go into prison and see him when we were allowed to, yeah. Been all over the flaming country. I've been everywhere. Outside of Featherstone, Yorkshire, everywhere.
And how was it visiting your son in prison?
All right.
Were you sad to see him there, though?
No, I'm sad because I can't go now. I've got to have somewhere to take me. I've been for ages to see him, a couple of years, must be more.
When you look at this photo of him, aged maybe two, a smiling,
yeah,
blonde-haired boy,
yeah.
And knowing what you know now...
Oh, I wouldn't have believed it. He was a good little lad, yeah.
You wouldn't have believed he became the man he did?
No. Oh, no.
And what did you feel when you heard he may have... killed a man.
Awful. Yeah, upset. No, the other lads are not like him.
You other sons?
Yeah, they're fine.
Are you angry?
I don't go and tell him what to do. I don't tell him he was fine at home. He was treated like everybody else.
Are you angry with him?
Well, I was shocked, yeah. I don't like what he's done, no, because I don't. Can't go around killing people.
Do you think you'll see him again?
Yeah, if I go there, yeah, he ain't going to come out, is he?
What will you say to him when you see him next?
Oh, I'd be glad to see him. I'd talk to him like I'm talking to you.
Just looking at this photo, do you think you lost the son whose photograph is here?
No, not really. He writes to me. But I don't think he'll ever come out. I was hoping he would, but I don't know.
I'll put this photo back up on the wall.
Yeah, it's a nice photograph of him, yeah.
Hasn't been dusted for a while.
It hasn't been down, no, for 16 years, since I've been here.
Hasn't been taken off the wall for 16 years
no.
Until today?
No, it hasn't. That's a shame, and it's... Yeah, it's dusty now. You can put him back... It's a good photograph of him when he was young. Lovely photograph. He's a lovely little lad, he was. You wouldn't believe it.
It's Phyllis Lygus talking about her son, Robin, and you can learn more about this court hearing on our website at bbc.co.uk/Shropshire or on BBC Midlands Today on BBC One at 6:30 tonight.